Montante's adaptive reuse plan for three long vacant buildings at 7th and Niagara Streets across from the casino includes dedicated incubator space for the Niagara Global Tourism Institute. Its director, Patrick Whalen, says the institute has four pillars: research, workforce training, technology, and entrepreneurship. And Whalen says he thinks technology and tourism is underdeveloped.
We all know about Airbnb and Uber, but there's a lot of opportunities for other apps that would aid tourists or aid tourist operators, you know, people that operate attractions in the hospitality sector as well. So we think there's a really good opportunity to start to develop these kind of apps in Niagara Falls.
Whalen points out the ecosystem already exists.
If somebody comes in here, for example, develops an app for hotels, we got 58 hotels in town that we can go to and say, can you guys be beta sites?
The downtown location would also be convenient for the workforce training programs offered by the Tourism Institute.
We run a program for homeless people for entry-level jobs in the tourism space. We do some training for front desk clerks to give them sales skills.
Whalen says they also plan to develop a co-working incubator to help any and all residents turn a business idea into reality. Before joining the Niagara Global Tourism Institute, Whalen helped start the business incubator on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus.
On the medical campus, obviously, it was life science technology. But in our incubator and in our co-working space there, I'd say half the companies were not life science companies. And that's what we see here. We're not just going to be tourism tech. We're going to have all kinds of companies in here.
Whalen says he's excited about the upcoming move to 7th and Niagara Streets. He says the money saved by consolidating their space will put the tourism incubator on steroids. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.